So you were mentioning the issue of anemia in patients with myelofibrosis. Maybe we can talk about your 69-year-old man to sort of get into how that plays out in practice.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk through the story of this patient. So another patient in their 60s, typical MPN patient, presenting with primary myelofibrosis and referred to us for consideration of trial therapy because his disease progressed with symptoms and anemia. And when we saw him, he had a large spleen. It was 22 centimetres palpation. He had an ejection systolic murmur due to characteristically aortic stenosis. Hemoglobin was 10.1. So in this man, you know, we had the discussion about, well, we had some early phase clinical trials, but, you know, actually ruxolitinib was going to address some issues for him. And so we started him on this drug, 15 milligrams BID. I mentioned to you that I like to monitor my patients regularly at the beginning, and particularly, you know, older patients with comorbidities. This man had aortic stenosis, so may not tolerate anemia well. So for the first 6 weeks, we monitored him every 2 weeks. As a general ballpark, I say my patient's hemoglobin is going to drop by 10 to 20%. Hemoglobin fell by 10%, but he was well. So that's another feature. Patients tolerate anemia better on ruxolitinib. We saw him then 3 weeks later, so this is at week 9, and at this point he'd suffered an episode of collapse and was found to be severely anemic. So the hemoglobin at that time was 6.2. He required transfusions, but we continued the same dose of ruxolitinib because we knew it was early in the course of disease. We expected that kind of nadir in hemoglobin at around 12 to 18 weeks and then a return towards baseline, and he was feeling so well. After 12 weeks, the hemoglobin was quite stable and he had a good response with spleen and symptoms. We continued ruxolitinib, but he was still having some problems with anemia. He didn't like attending so much for transfusion. He liked travelling and he wanted a bit more certainty about what his hemoglobin was. So we reduced the dose, but the problem we had was the kind of typical thing of you reduce the dose a little bit and then you're losing a bit on your benefit. So we reduced the dose, the spleen and symptoms came back. And we tried that for a little while, and in the end we decided to add danazol, an anabolic steroid that we have good experience of for patients with anemia. And what we generally do with that drug is use 200 milligrams once a day and titrate up to 3 times a day, monitoring patients' liver function. So with that drug, his hemoglobin went up, his platelet count also went up, which was pretty gratifying. And then we could escalate the dose of ruxolitinib to 15 milligrams BID, which was his optimum dose in terms of benefit, but without this time the toxicity of anemia because we'd added the danazol.
That's interesting. How often are you able to manipulate things clinically using danazol or whatever and sort of keep people going like this? Are you usually able to do that?
I'd say more than half the time we are. But, you know, in a patient who has severe anemia or is heavily transfusion dependent, we know that that is a problem for these patients. Conventionally, these kind of treatments, danazol, erythropoietin, IMID type agents, they haven't worked well for patients who've got severe anemia and are transfusion dependent. But generally, we give it a go. If it doesn't work, we try something else. But just to remind your listeners that you have to really stick to danazol for 12 weeks before you're going to say it's not going to work for your patient.
And I guess the thinking slash hope maybe is that momelotinib might be used in a patient like this?
Yes, I think this was a good candidate patient for momelotinib. And certainly in my experience with the Simplify studies, I've certainly had patients who've, you know, needed regular transfusion with ruxolitinib. And, you know, it's been a nuisance for them. It's, you know, half a day in hospital, multiple visits, bit of uncertainty for them if they want to go on holiday. And some of those patients have definitely benefited from momelotinib, yes.